Please and thank you, A Little Golden Book by Barbara Shook Hazen, illustrated by Jerry Smath. The material in this book originally appeared as part of a longer book titled Animal Manners. Bears always share. Bears share their toys. Bears share their honey. Bears share a joke they think is funny. Whatever they do, whatever they wear, they share it with another bear. Watch out for Wanda Warthog. When Wanda Warthog comes over, beware. She leaves a trail everywhere. There's ink on the sofa, gum on the cat, modeling clay ground into the mat. Her dirty fingerprints streak the wall. She's broken her best friend's favorite doll. Oops, there goes her dish of raspberry ice. That's why poor Wanda is never asked twice. Welcome, Ricky Raccoon. When Ricky Raccoon comes over to play, he helps put all of the toys away. He asks his friend what he'd like to do and is always careful with scissors and glue. He washes before he comes to the table and helps his host whenever he's able. That's why, almost every day, someone invites Ricky over to play. Don't be grabby, Gorilla. Gorillas are rude. They grab their food. They never say, "Please pass the peach." They're so anxious, they just reach. They upset others by all they do. And sometimes upset the table, too. The ox always knocks. The ox always knocks before opening a door because someone behind it might be sleeping or wrapping a present or sad and weeping. Then he always asks, "May I come in?" And everyone says, "How thoughtful of him." Rabbits at the table. The rabbit twins always taste the food that's on the table. They don't always eat it all, but they eat as much as they're able. Funny or runny or something new, they try at least a bite or two. Pull yourself together, Pamela Pig. Pamela Pig is simply a mess. Her hair's uncombed. There's ink on her dress. Her hands are filthy, and I have a hunch the chocolate pudding was part of her lunch. Doesn't she know it isn't polite to make others look at such a sad sight? Not so wildcats. Wildcats make their mother roar the way they slam the kitchen door. If they would close it quietly, they'd see how pleased their mom would be. Leopards look before they leap. Leopards look before they leap. They cross only with the light. And when they cross a crowded street, they try to keep to the right. Elephants remember. Thoughtful elephants always remember to wipe their muddy feet. They come inside when their feet are dried. They're really very neat. Greta Goat, the careless kid. Greta Goat's a careless kid. She loses everything. Yesterday she lost her purse. Now she's lost her ring. How it happens or where they are, Greta never knows. If she's lucky, maybe she'll find them under that pile of clothes. Terrible tigers. Tiger cubs bicker night and day, day and night, whenever they play. They bicker about what they eat. They bicker as they go to sleep. Sister and brother scream at each other. You did it. I didn't. Yes, you did too. No, I didn't. You know it was you. They bicker in battle so constantly, they drive their poor mother straight up a tree. Fair and square, says the hare. Play fair, says the hare, in all that you do. Take only the turn that's coming to you. Never cheat, never sneak. When playing cards, never peek. Don't run before the count of three. And if you lose, lose gracefully. Hey, now I see you laughing and grinning. I guess you played fair and ended up winning. Smile, crocodile. How sad, Claude Crocodile. He never greets anyone with a smile. His mood is always gloomy and gray. No wonder his friends go the opposite way. Be glad you're you. The leopard is proud of her spotted coat, the nightingale of his song. The elephant's glad she has a trunk. The lion's glad he's strong. They all agree, I'm glad I'm me. No one's more fun or nicer to be. The end. Please come visit me on Twitter at Katie_bookshelf. I'm also on Facebook and Pinterest. Please come visit my brand new YouTube channel, Playcastle.